Welcome to the podcast, Dads in Cars with Kids. Purpose of this podcast is, of course, to have fun and to explore the deeper thinking that goes on when dads are riding in their cars with their kids. Hi. So, this is David, back with another episode of Dads in Cars with Kids. Well, this time, who do we have in the car?
Only Liam.
Only Liam. Okay, so Liam, you have been talking about this for a little bit, and it seems to be very important to you. So what is it that you're telling me that you need to be growing?
Wheat.
Okay, so, and why do you need to be growing this?
So I can make bread.
So you can make bread? Now, what are you doing this in?
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
3 wheat equals 1 bread.
Okay. So typically when Liam says this, he says, been saying to me, Dad, I need to grow wheat. I have to stop and I have to think. I'm like, okay, he's talking about Minecraft. All right. And it is wheat with a T that we're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying something else. So why are you so into Minecraft? What's the big deal about Minecraft?
It just helps me learn.
Well, explain that to me. Why is Minecraft good for learning?
Because there's some things you don't know.
Like what?
How to make stuff.
How to make stuff? Now, how does Minecraft teach you how to make stuff?
If slime was actually real in Minecraft, which it is. I mean, in real life. Like a slime, an actual slime, like the one in the swamp.
Uh-huh.
And if you have that, you could just have, if there was 9 of them, you would, and you only had a stick and a stone pickaxe, which you mine, 3 iron, smelt them, and then they're getting closer, and then you make a quick sword.
Now you're.
And you have one left over, and then you make a shield with that.
You're in third grade, and you know the word smelt.
Yes.
What does that mean? Because when I was your age, I didn't know what the word smelt meant.
Smelt means here's a block of iron, mm-hmm. which you just mine. It's iron ore, which you have to smelt it to get an iron ingot.
So how do I smelt something in Minecraft?
You need 8 blocks. Eight blocks of cobblestone, not regular stone, not smooth stone.
Okay.
Cobblestone. And you need to put it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And that will equal a furnace.
Okay, so I have to put the iron in a furnace.
Yes, and you have the furnace. You created the furnace, you place it down, you have 3 iron ingots, and you need fuel.
Okay, so what does smelt actually mean? You're explaining what it does, but what does it mean?
It means something you do, like, you, like, burn the iron.
Ah, okay, so,
like,
so
and
I think
it comes out in an iron ingot.
That's actually really good. I'm glad that you said burn.
That's actually the result of it.
That is the result of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the
very cool.
The result is the iron ingot.
So smelting, we would say, is actually to melt something down.
Yeah.
And then it creates this other thing for you. Okay.
It does.
All right. Now, is Minecraft, has it helped you with math at all? Do you understand math a little bit better? Or is it, would you do anything with math related to Minecraft?
Some things.
Like what?
You could build blocks with math equations.
Okay, explain that to me. I don't get it.
I have a big math book.
Okay.
It's basically math, and it's Minecraft.
Okay.
That's been helping me as well.
Okay, so how do you...
Here is
experience
run of addition.
Oh.
I don't know every single addition crack.
Okay.
He destroyed 2 zombies, 4 experience, 4 skeletons, 10 experience.
Okay.
So you add those up, 4 plus 10 equals 14, and plus the other guy called Steve and Alex.
Okay.
Alex is a girl, which I explained first.
Okay.
And then Steve, he actually destroyed 4 zombies.
Oh.
Did I already say 4 zombies?
Yes, you did.
I said 2.
Oh, did you?
4 zombies equals 8 experience points. I mean, not 8. Yeah, 8 experience points.
Okay.
And then he destroyed 10 skeletons, which equaled 15 points.
Okay.
And so he got 8 plus 15.
This is dizzying to 8
plus
comprehend.
15. Well, 8 plus 15, which you would break it up into 2 groups of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Put one of the 4s, which would equal 19, and then you put the other 4 in, which would equal 23. And then Steve has the greater number.
Okay.
And if you combine those 2 numbers together.
I'm trying to follow along here.
14 plus 23. 14 plus 23 equals 37.
Okay.
Which is the main number.
Very cool. All right, so let me ask this.
It starts from
numbers. You've been showing me a little bit of math here, how you understand and how math is, you're working math into Minecraft. How about when you build something? How does math help you with building something?
Math helps me with building something by, like, the how many blocks. Like, 4 times 4. There were, like, 4 times 4 blocks house.
Okay. And 4 times 4 is what?
4 times 4, easy. That is exactly 4, 8, 12, 16.
There you go. Okay. Okay, so let me ask this. Let's wrap this up here. What is your favorite thing to do in Minecraft? Like, your all-time favorite thing to do?
Reading the books.
You're not even playing the game? Like, reading the books?
There's books in the game.
There's books in the game?
Yes.
Oh, explain that to me. I don't know. What does that mean?
There's a book in the game called a book. And you can enchant it.
Okay.
And that would equal an enchanted book.
And what can you do with an enchanted book?
You could craft armor.
Okay. And then what does craft...
From an anvil.
Okay, and what does crafting armor do?
Crafting... You exactly... Not craft it. First you have to craft it, which you... Like, if you want... If you have 8 diamonds, you can make a diamond shirt. Which you would...
Okay.
You would have it. And you would have the enchanted book. You would combine it, which equals, like, for example, protection 5. Now, and you combine it in an anvil, bam, the diamond shirt is protection 5.
That's amazing. Okay, well, this is very educational, Liam, and I'm glad that that you know so much about Minecraft and that you can help educate me about it. All right, well, Liam, let's say goodbye, and we will talk to them next time.
Yeah. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye! We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dads in Cars with Kids, and we'll be back again with another episode with more deep thinking about the deeper meanings of life.